Hey, the hate was on show on Friday night at Suncorp Stadium. Roosters against South Sydney Rabbitohs at the two oldest clubs still running around in the NRL. And the Book of Feuds always says they hate each other. I tell you what, the Latrell Mitchell action where he shoulder charged Joey Manu got plenty of attention, and Trent Robertson, the coach of the Roosters, after the game, wanted to have a yarn about it.
The guy's off at hospital, and then they get forced into finally making a call on it, and then they send him for 10 in the bin. 10 in the bin. It was laughable. It was that bad. It was almost laughable.
Who asked that question of Trent Robertson, Margot?
Oh, that would be one Corey Parker for Fox League. Good morning, Corey. Joins us. Hello.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Coz, can you tell us, you were sitting right next to the Roosters bench. After Latrell hit Joey Manu, things got pretty heated, didn't they, because of all the guys who weren't playing?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, things are pretty heated anyway. As you mentioned there before, it's been a long-standing history. The Book of Feuds, there was another chapter, and certainly in that regard, another chapter was written again because, obviously, the Roosters have had such a wretched run of injury. All their players that were injured on the sideline. So Angus Crichton, Victor Radley, Jared Weir Hardgraves, and these guys certainly made, on no certain terms, they let Latrell Mitchell know of their concerns, particularly with what had unfolded with Joey Manu. It was a terrible look on the game, a terrible look on himself personally. And I'm sure, whilst he might not have shown the regret, I'm sure there's some area of Latrell's game that he regrets doing that.
Corey, they're saying that Latrell carries on like he's bigger than the game, which you just said, that needs to be cut from his game. But they're saying that this is an act of thuggery and that it's going to hurt the NRL because there would have been plenty of kids and plenty of mums watching Friday night that now rethink having their kids play the game.
Well, unfortunately, accidents happen. And I think the thing that hurt most from a viewer's point of view is not actually the incident, but just how it was handled post-incident. Now, you know, Latrell had an opportunity, in my opinion anyway, to show some real remorse, and I don't think he did that. I think that's sort of what a lot of people, if you're a parent watching and you've got your kids about to play, that they found, I suppose, a little concerning. I mean, if you go back a couple of weeks, Corey Howard and Naira put an awful hit on Jerome Hughes, and there was remorse. There was dead-set remorse from Corey, but there just wasn't that with Latrell. So add that into the flavour of the rivalry between the two teams and the way that the NRL, or not the NRL, rather the referees let it unfold, it was a bad look.
But were you surprised with the hatred that was generated between Victor Radley, who else was there, Crichton, and Jared Weir Hargraves, between the two of them, considering they were old teammates?
No, not really, Marto, to be honest. I mean, because Joey Manu is possibly one of the nicest guys in the NRL, doesn't have a bad bone in him. Now, that's not to say, you know, he's not going to get caught up in some, you know, some accidents, but again, the way it was handled from Latrell, I think, was more fuel to the fire. He walked off with a bit of a smug smile on his face. And at the end of that, I mean, Joey Manu had a couple of plates put into his face. So
is 6 weeks enough? Is 6 weeks enough for that?
I think probably 6 weeks is sufficient, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's a long time out of the game. It's an area of Latrell's game that is a concern, right? I mean, questioning his ability and what he's able to do is unbelievable. But those little blights on his game will stick with him for a long time. So I just think the way it was handled from the refereeing point of view and also Latrell. And then when Latrell come back onto the field after that 10 minutes, he scored a try and he slammed the ball down in Fletcher Baker's face. It was just a real bad look, in my opinion.
Corey, emotions were high. Apparently, Jared Weir-Hargraves went up after Latrell Mitchell in the tunnel. Were you privy to what was said in there?
No, I wasn't, because we are behind a bit of a fence through the COVID protocols. But, I mean, Jared, I know Jared personally. He's a guardian. He's a guardian for a lot of those guys. He's the old war horse. He's the alpha male in terms of their team. And he's a father figure, and he certainly was doing that on the night. And unfortunately, well, there's no two ways about it. Latrell Mitchell should have been sent from the field, should have been sent off, particularly of what we've seen this year in regards to protocols around heads and concussions, etc. He should have been sent from the field and not to return. And if that was to be the case, a lot of this stuff we're talking about now wouldn't be spoken about.
All right, enough rugby league for you. You finished lunches yet?
Lunch is all done and dusted, Marto. Heading south, got a few things down there. Hope this blockade's not there.
You'll be right, mate. Thanks, guys.